You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
That's right, the rain is back today, and it looks like we'll see plenty more of it in the days ahead. Sorry about that. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He says this winter's actually been unusually sunny and pretty dry so far. We're going to hear about that in a bit. Also, Cliff's take on that amazing storm that hit the East Coast, a bomb cyclone. First, though, let's hear your forecast here at home, Cliff.
Well, I'm afraid that we're going to have some clouds and showers over the weekend, but nothing too serious. A weather system is moving through right now, so we'll have light to moderate rain, temperatures getting up into the mid-40s, clouds, so you know, just the typical stuff. There'll be showers Saturday morning. I think they'll kind of fade out as we get into the afternoon. There'll probably be a convergence zone somewhere between Seattle and Everett, but the showers will be backing off by the afternoon and certainly into the evening on Saturday. Saturday will probably only get up into 45, 46, so another very typical day. Then Sunday will start off dry, but another weather system comes in, and so I expect precipitation to be moving in by the afternoon, light to moderate rain. Temperatures getting up 46, 47. And then next week, we just have a pretty blah pattern of temperatures, mid to upper 40s and showers on and off. So nothing exciting, no big windstorms, snowstorms, or anything else next week.
So despite this kind of typical cloudy, rainy period we're having now, we've actually been having an unusually sunny midwinter.
That's right. If you look at the solar radiation being measured at the surface around the region, actually, December was quite a bit sunnier than most. In fact, it was the second sunniest late fall, early winter since 2000. So we've had considerable sun, and that was particularly true during the first weeks of December, where a number of days had bright sunshine. It was really amazing. And then even the last week, we've had a number of days with a lot of sun. So the reason for this is we've had high pressure that built in over our region, and high pressure is associated with sinking air that basically causes the clouds to dissipate. So we've had a number of these situations, and every once in a while a weather system would come through, we'd get some heavier rain or even snow like on Christmas Eve. But we've had a lot of these dry, sunny periods. And so this year has been much better than the last few years in terms of the amount of sun that we're seeing.
Yeah, people appreciate that. It lifts the mood. But contrast it with what's happening on the East Coast, this bomb cyclone that just hit.
That's right. There was an extraordinary storm yesterday along the East Coast. It developed extremely rapidly, starting in Florida, then revving up as it moved over the Gulf Stream and offshore of New England. Now, we call this a bomb, or an explosively developing cyclone. And the definition is you have to have the thing revving up at a certain rate. It's 24 hectopascals in 24 hours. That's the technical term. A very rapid rev up of a storm. And this one really developed in a beautiful structure, almost an eye-like central area, bands of precipitation coming in, bringing cold air into New England, into the middle Atlantic states. And you know, some places along the coast got winds of 50 to 60 miles per hour, snow amounts of 12 inches to 18 inches. So this was a tremendously powerful, rapidly developing storm. We call this a nor'easter, and they're still digging out right now.
So how unusual is this kind of storm?
Well, the East Coast gets these nor'easters, these strong storms moving up the coast. But a storm of this magnitude is something you'd only expect every 5 or 10 years. So this is an unusual storm.
Yeah, and it was also extremely well forecast, you have blogged.
That's right. I mean, this is what's changed compared to 20 years ago. I mean, this storm was forecast perfectly the last few days. And what really got me excited was forecasts a week to 10 days before actually had the storm pretty well. I mean, the positioning wasn't perfect, but it was really showed an explosively developing storm right off the coast. So we've come so far from, you know, back in the year 2000, that seems like a long time ago, we didn't get these storms quite as well. Now we're just getting them one after the other, with predictability now being pushed to over a week ahead of time. It's quite an accomplishment.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.